Good news is proclaimed not just that Christ is born, not just to us, but to the whole world. We have traveled in the past month from Advent, a time of preparation, a time in which we acknowledged the darkness, our need for help from God. We've seen the light grow and hope and peace and love and joy fill us to overflowing to the celebrations of Christmas, of Christ's birth in this world. God coming into our world in human flesh as one of us, fully divine, fully human. And we celebrate all that means for us. And today, as we begin a new year, as we approach the day of Epiphany, Epiphany meaning the day in which God is made known, Jesus is made known to the whole world, which this particular year is January 6th. So today is our last Sunday of the Christmas season, is our Epiphany Sunday. This is the day that we make the good news of God known in our lives and to the whole world. And I think it is so important for us to just acknowledge what this Epiphany means for us this particular year. I think if we can all be honest with each other, we're all looking forward to a new year. 2020 has been a year unlike any others for most of us. Many of us have never lived through a year quite like this. A global pandemic that to date has claimed globally almost to nearly 2 million lives. It's staggering. Hundreds of thousands of people here in the United States have died because of this pandemic. It has changed our lives in ways that we don't even fully know yet. It has been difficult for a lot of reasons. And I know that we're all looking forward to a new year, to life coming back to a normal that we can anticipate or understand, that we can do the things that we've longed to do, be with the people that we've not been able to be with for so long because of this year. This pandemic and its effects this year have made me think a lot about the stories of the Babylonian exile for the Israelite people in the Old Testament. Now, this can be heard in the history books, but we hear most of the stories of the exile coming from the prophets, from books like Isaiah and Jeremiah, Daniel, and others that speak about the time in which the lives and the world of God's people are forever changed because of things beyond their control, forces greater than their own. In that particular case, the Babylonian Empire taking over and taking the people into exile. Their primary understanding of who they are as God's people, how they worship, is taken from them. They're no longer in Jerusalem. The temple is destroyed. Where is God in the world if they can't go to the temple? Their understanding as a nation, the promise that God has made for them in the promised land, taken. Hope for the future seems difficult. And countless numbers die in battle. Now, our experiences in 2020 on a whole, don't really measure up to the trauma and the violence that happened in the Babylonian exile. But let's be honest, this year has been traumatic to us all. And these stories of the Hebrew people going through this can speak to us powerfully about our relationship and connection with God and one another and our responsibility to the world. That's why I think it's important for us to hear the words of Jeremiah on this Epiphany Sunday. That Jeremiah and the other prophets not only told of the coming exile, they also spoke words to the people going through it. They offered them good news and gave them light to see hope for the future that allowed them to have peace, to feel the love of God in new ways, and to have joy once again in their lives. And they could anticipate a better tomorrow because of what God was doing. This pandemic does the same. It has revealed in our world and in our lives, our society, our nation, the flaws and brokenness that we knew were there, but had all collectively essentially agreed to turn the other way from, or to have swept under the rug and just not really cared about because things were going okay for the most of us. But this year and with this pandemic, it's revealed to us that our economic systems are completely and totally unjust. If our economy and our society were built on the principles of justice and righteousness that we think they are, then it would have weathered in a storm like this pandemic without batting an eye, and no one would have been cast into financial devastation. Vocations would not have been closed forever. But it revealed that it's not just and righteous. It's unjust. It's revealed the issues and flaws of how we think of one another. So painfully, we've seen here in America that the issues of racism and inequality have not gone away. They are real. They are lasting, and they are ugly. These issues will not go away if we ignore them, but only if we deal with them. And we see in our country right now that this pandemic has shown us that there is so much focus on ourselves. You can't tell me what to do. I don't have to wear a mask. You know what the Bible calls that? If you read the first few chapters of the Bible, they call it sin when you think only of yourself. And we see that on such a grand scale in our country right now. We are so polarized and focused on our own ideas that if we don't think the same, act the same, then we are enemies. We, like the Israelite people in the exile, are hurting. We are longing for the good news that we're not sure is there. As a church, you know, we're just a couple of quick months away from being a full year since we've been able to gather in person to worship. our primary expression of our faith and our understanding of who we are as a congregation, as Christians, as a community of faith. Now, this pandemic has also shown us good things. We've seen amazing things happen in 2020. When we could have been overcome by fear and uncertainty, I've seen people step up and be generous and gracious. I've seen people go above and beyond to care for their neighbors and others. I've seen new gifts and abilities shared so that people experience the love and grace of God. And we can see that over the world. The skills and knowledge of doctors and nurses improving the way that they can treat COVID, improving people's survivability. The production of a vaccine, multiple vaccines that will begin to change the dynamics of this disease. These are things to celebrate. But even still, I think we are longing for words of comfort. And that's what we hear today from Jeremiah. God is speaking to the people of Israel. God is speaking to us as we are scattered and broken, as we are hurting and longing. God is saying, I'm bringing you in. I'm gathering you close. You are far away. You are hungry. You are longing. You are broken. And I'm going to gather you in, all of you, the blind and the lame, the young and the old, those who are about to give birth. No one is going to be left behind. God is gathering us all back together because of Christ and through Christ. And God says that we'll be brought to rivers of water on level ground where we will not stumble. God is bringing us to a place that is better than we are right now and where we have been. God is making known to us that things are getting better, that God is active, that even while we are being brought in, we still have to mourn and pray, but God is bringing us in, is what Jeremiah is telling us. There will be a time in which we will be laughing together and dancing and celebrating the good news of God and the good work of God. This is something that we need to hear. But God didn't just say those words. God didn't just make things better by waving by the wave of a hand. God did something. God took action. Now, it took time, but God took action. God stepped down out of heaven. The words of the song that I accidentally skipped, God stepped out of darkness, you know, light of the world stepped down into darkness. God stepped into this world as one of us, put on our human flesh to live as one of us, to touch and heal us and to proclaim good news. All the things that Jeremiah spoke in this passage that we heard today, Jesus did and fulfilled and is doing right now in us. We celebrate the new year and Epiphany because God did more than speak. God took action. Now, we can celebrate this new year, and I know so many of us are excited that 2020 is all done, but 2021 isn't going to be any better just because we turned a page on a calendar. 2021 isn't going to be any better because the earth reached a certain point in its journey around the sun. 2021 will be better because God is taking action, and because we can take action too. We celebrate Jesus' birth in this Christmas season, that God stepped in and did the things that we can't do. We could not bridge the gap between us and God, but God could. But that was only one thing that God did in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus spent the majority of his life doing amazing things to practically transform the world around them, to make things better for the people that he encountered. And Jesus invited and sends us out to do the same for one another and for the whole world. So often in Epiphany, it's a proclamation of good news that God is here, and that is good news. We need to let the world know. We need to speak those words. In a few moments, we'll sing the song, "Go Tell It on the Mountains." And that's what we should be doing. We should be proclaiming aloud the good news that Jesus Christ is born. Hope has come. God is here. But then we also, like God, like Jesus, need to take action to make this year, tomorrow, better than it is right now. One of the biggest fears that I have, that many have, is that all that we have seen in light of this pandemic, the brokenness, the flaws, the struggles, the injustice and the oppression, even the good things. The biggest fear is once the pandemic is controlled, that things will just go right back to the way they were. It's not what God wants. That's not what God did. That's not why Jesus came, just to make the status quo remain, but to forever transform the world into the kingdom of God. 2021 is going to be a year that we can take action to make real changes, because we can see more clearly now the things that need to be changed and addressed. For example, one of the things that I think we can work on in 2021 is overwhelming medical debt. In the past few months, the last few months of 2020, I had encounters with multiple people who were struggling to deal with their medical bills, because of the effects of this pandemic. Unfortunately, I was able to help temporarily in their difficult situation because of your generosity, that we were able to do something for them. As a community of faith, they turned and they found grace and love. But you know, it made me think that there's got to be something more we could do. And at the same time, I came across two articles, one written by Dave Ramsey, and his organization forgave people's medical debt, over $10 million worth of medical debt. His company raised enough money to do that. And I read a newsletter article from a church, United Methodist Church here in Wisconsin, that did the same thing. Not on the same scale. But they raised money to eliminate the medical debt of people in their community. Transformed their lives. Did something that made a real difference to them with no strings attached. But gathered them in. and said, "Here, you are loved and cared for." There are people right here in our community who are struggling, who are crying out, who are reaching out and longing. And it's something we can care for. We can educate ourselves of why this is happening and what we can do, not only just to care for a few people's needs, but maybe even change a system so that it never happens again. That is the good news that God is telling and proclaiming. That is what we should be telling on top of the mountains, of what it means that Christ has come. It should be not just words, but followed with actions that transform and change and empower this world to be more and more like the one that Jesus proclaims it to be, the one that will be for eternity with God. That is the message and the power of Epiphany. That is how 2021 will be better than 2020. Not just by words, not just by the flip of a calendar, but by the ongoing actions of God and our willingness to participate in His great work. Amen.